Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast today. Rowan Dimmer got in touch with us. Lindsay, my name's Brad Brown. Lindsay Perry with us. He said, hi, Coach. 2015 is going to be his first Comrades Marathon. He's been training since June this year, giving himself a year to train. He's been following the Bull Rowan training program, but running an average pace of 640 odd per kilometer. He's doing roughly 50 Ks per week. He lives in Musgrave in Durban. There's some serious hills that he uses to train on their normal weekend runs. He's done a 10-kilometer back in July in 55 minutes, a half marathon in September in 1:59, and he qualified in October. He ran a 4:52. He was wondering, how does he adjust his training program now that he's already run a marathon a month earlier than the schedule says? He took a week off and then ran for an hour, and the legs were still tired. Even a couple of weeks after the marathon, it feels as though he's starting to train all over again. He's feeling a bit demotivated. Is this normal? And he said, thanks for the great info. Lindsay, first of all, I'm no expert, but just looking at his numbers, he's following the Bull Rowan program. He shouldn't really be following that program first up, and let's look at the rest of the stuff.
Yeah, so he shouldn't be following the Bull Rowan program. He should be following the finishers program, but on the plus side, he has taken a slightly sensible approach in that he hasn't tried to force the Bull Rowan training paces, and he has been running probably bronze training paces. And if we look at his 10K and his 21K, then he's probably not too far off by following the bronze paces. And so the bronze program is probably the appropriate program. By following the bronze paces, there is a bit of self-limiting in the mileage. So he's not going to run as much mileage as a Bull Rowan person is supposed to. So he probably hasn't done too much harm at this stage. Looking across his three races, though, of 10 and then into the half marathon and then into the marathon, he's got a nice transfer from the 10 into the half, which means that he probably had enough time in training between the two. But then he really struggled in his qualifier. And that tells me he is a month ahead of the program, and it tells me that he was a month light on training. And so that marathon is probably not a true reflection of his ability as a marathoner. So I would recommend moving forward now that he's taken the best part of 2 weeks. I would take another week off. And the fact that his legs are so tired also indicate to me that he just went a lot further beyond what he should be doing now by running that marathon when he did. So take another week of just training a little bit here and there. Very gradually build yourself up over December and then get onto that bronze program starting in January. And you should be able to get yourself very close to a 10.5 hour comrades. If you just follow the basic steps and train properly, whereas right now you're looking more like a 11:45 candidates based on your drop off from your half marathon to your marathon.
Brilliant. Lindsay, thank you very much for that answer, and thank you for the question. We're back again with another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast tomorrow. Make sure you download it. You can get it through iTunes or Stitcher. And also, while you're at it, leave us a review. It just helps other people find this podcast too. So until then, we look forward to chatting. From myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.